boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think yesterday my boyfriend neighbor man got a glimpse of what it's going to look like the next 20 to 30 years of our life together.
That's serious.
Yesterday we went grocery shopping, and I don't even know how long it was sitting in the cart until I finally realized he put a Halloween inflatable in there. Now, this is our first one together, which I'm very excited because you know me, I love to decorate.
Well, your long-term goal is to be in an inflatable house.
Mm-hmm. I want to be the one that you're like, whoa, what do they pay for their electricity bill? That's how much I want our front yard, okay?
So much airflow you could blow away. You know? So
our
many
house
fans.
Will be like up, man.
Yeah.
So he put one in the cart. I didn't even notice until we were pretty much checking out. And I'm like, you know what? Not even going to fight it. The man put it in there. We're going to get in.
Wow, I actually was fully expecting you to say that you like got down on your knees and begged. No. It's on clearance, please, please, please.
No, it was all him. I didn't
wow.
even know. And then we get home and I go, you're putting this up now. You know that, right? Like, this isn't, I get Halloween is this week, right? This is not wait until next year crap. No, it is happen now.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets outside and he puts it up. Now, I don't know if this man has ever put an inflatable up together. Because it showed. He could not for the life of him figure out how to get... It was a gnome that has like a little witch's hat on it. Could not for the life of him figure out how to get the gnome to stand up straight in the wind. He'd be like poking that... You have like strings to kind of hold it up and, you know, things that go in the ground. He was doing all sorts of things, moving it around the front yard. Could not figure it out for the life of him. And he turns to me and he goes, is this my life?
Unfortunately, yes.
And you're the one who picked it. You're the one who put the one in.
It's hard for me to feel bad for him in this moment when he was the instigator.
See?
It's all downhill from here.
That's why I made him do it all by himself. I was just in my pajamas on the front porch, like, over here, boy.
Oh, God. I would love to know what your neighbors saw.
Someone in their pajamas and someone actually doing some work.
Uh-huh.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Things over at Dancing with the Stars seem to be falling apart a little bit. And we're only on what? This is going to be week 6?
Mm-hmm.
There's some drama. And like multiple different dramas.
Oh, good. I got No, I don't. I have my braces, but I got... My water. Spill the tea.
In spirit. So, number one big thing that came out over the weekend was Dylan Efron broke his nose.
I did see that.
Well, actually, his partner, Daniela, accidentally elbowed him.
Uh-huh.
And broke his
nose. I saw he had a goalie. It looked like a CT scan. I'm like, okay, how broken is your nose? Did you not see him? He was laying down like he was going to go into the, like... The CT scan.
Do they x-ray your nose?
Well, I don't know. Could there be
There's no bones in there.
Is there brain damage with it?
Because
I know
idea.
Your nose is connected to so many freaking things. That was my only thought was, are they concerned?
Well, they clearly got him checked out because I also saw tons of videos of him in the ER. He seems like he's in good spirits.
Okay, good.
And he's going to be able to dance. He said, I don't need my nose to dance.
No, you don't.
Which is fair enough. I also just saw last night... that Jen gave Jan the flu.
No!
So, she must have been sick after last week's episode, and now he's sick. Who knows how that's going to turn out for tomorrow's show.
God.
The biggest thing, Whitney and Mark.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
And I know this hurts your soul because...
It does,
because
now I'm seeing everyone wants them off because of this.
Uh-huh. So,
I'm going to be fighting for the death on the text line for Dancing with the Stars tomorrow.
Whitney Lovett. From
please vote for her.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and Mark Ballas, who have been front runners this entire season, top four, like consistently. They got on TikTok last week and said, we're going to do a giveaway for someone to win tickets to the Halloween live show, including hotel, airfare, tickets to the show. That's huge.
That's
oh my
cool.
God, that'd be an amazing thing. Really cool in theory of them to do that. People start entering in the comments. And right before the giveaway was going to end, I'm guessing end of last week, they take the video down. Now, this is on Whitney's personal TikTok account. She takes it down and then posts another video saying, ABC said we can't do that. This was not approved by them. We are not allowed to do it. So sorry. We want to find some other way to like make things special for you guys, but we cannot give away tickets to the live show. And now are the accusations of buying votes, buying people to like them, trying to bribe people into keeping them around on the show.
I didn't personally see that. I do see that part of me is like, they should have known better, right? That's a huge prize. You should have talked. Yeah. Even if we did something like that, I would talk to our boss before we do anything like that on the radio.
Yeah.
But I feel like Mark should have known better as somebody who's been with the company for so many years.
And he's a veteran.
Right. Whitney, we should not put this on her. How is she supposed to know the company handbook? She's been there for, does she even get a company handbook?
Do I agree with you? Yes. But the way that you ride for this woman.
I do. I love her.
You're kind of like really convincing, but I don't buy it.
I know, right?
You're brainwashed.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
So I celebrated my 3-year anniversary with my boyfriend Curly yesterday. And I feel like some people would be like, wow, how you did that was totally a red flag. And maybe you guys are on the outs. Because we went shopping for ourselves.
Explain more.
So, well, about a week ago, I think we were like getting ready to go to bed for the night, and he had mentioned, are we doing our anniversary gifts? Yeah. And I was like, I'm fine. Like, don't feel like we need to, because we have Christmas around the corner. It just gets expensive. And it really doesn't hurt my feelings, especially if we're both on the same page. So we kind of both said like, no, not really. And then Friday night, he's like, what if we go to the mall over the weekend and we both buy each other something for our anniversary? And I said, why don't I do you better? Why don't we just go to the mall and each buy ourselves stuff? Because then at that point, if you buy a $15 shirt and I buy a $15 necklace, we're evening ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do our own thing, but together, and put it on our own cards, because it's, what is the difference?
Did you guys have the same amount?
No, he actually ended up spending more on himself.
Oh, I just didn't know if you guys like went in, you're like, okay, we're only going to spend $50 on ourselves or something. I have no idea.
He started off after one store and then he kept purchasing more things. So, but you know what? It worked out great. We both got things that we liked. Was it the most romantic? Maybe not, but I liked the things that I bought.
You know what? I think some people are going to be really shocked when I say this. I actually don't see that as a red flag. It reminds me of a coworker we have here that on their anniversary, they'll go to the store, they'll go to the card aisle, they'll separate. She picks a card for him. Mm-hmm. He picks a card for her. They read it and they put the cards back. Save money, live better. I love that.
I mean, that's true.
So life. I don't have a problem. Do I personally want to do this? No, I like to get gifts. But I love it for you. And I think if anything, it shows that you're comfortable in the relationship. That you can be completely honest with each other and just say, this is what I call love, baby.
Uh-huh. And I'm cheap.
Exactly.
Baby, love you.
Do you know what's in 2 weeks? I'm going to pull like the, you know how like sometimes when you're in a relationship, like, do you know when our anniversary date is?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. Do you listening? Do you know what's in 2 weeks?
Stuff the Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff the Wagon is kicking off in 2 weeks. And if that feels early, that is because it is. We're doing it 2 weeks earlier this year to give you a chance to relax through the holiday season. There's so many other things that you have to do between gift shopping and planning parties and gatherings and decorating the house and wrapping presents. And oh my God, your head starts to spin the more you think about it, that we want to make sure that you can give back to Cedar Valley Humane Society with us a little bit early and check that off your list so you can focus on other things heading into the holidays.
Like we said, it's 2 weeks from today. So the first one kicks off on November 10th. We're going to be at the Marion Ziojano's, which is fantastic because if you like to, you know, get two things done in one.
Yes.
Do multiple errands in one. This is going to be your year with Stuff the Wagon, because on November 10th, the first Stuff the Wagon will be at the Marion Ziojano's. Stop by, drop off your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society. Walk in, grab your dinner that you ordered. It's easy.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the best time ever. Now, if Marion does not work for you, if you are out of that area, you're like, that Monday just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the following three Mondays, that is November 17th, 24th, and December 1st, will be down in Iowa City. And then wrapping things up in Cedar Rapids on the southwest side on Monday, December 8th. So we're making it work for wherever you're at.
Absolutely. It's the same thing as the last couple of years. We're going to be broadcasting live from the trunk of the station wagon 3 until 7. We'll see you at different Ziojanos throughout this year's Stuff the Wagons if you want to get more details. Plus, see Cedar Valley Humane Society's wish list. You can get all of that right now on the free Z102.9 app. I need to know if your relationship is a lot like mine and neighbor man's. Do you have somebody who's cheap in the relationship and someone who's willing to drop the money on things? I think you can guess I'm the cheap one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Hands down. He, on the other hand, drops money like you wouldn't believe. And it really came to my attention this weekend. We had to get an air filter for our furnace. You kind of reminded me when you talked about it a couple weeks ago that we haven't done it yet since we moved in April.
Apparently, you're supposed to do it quite frequently.
Uh-huh. So I was like, well, time to get it, you know, ready to go for the winter season for the next 3 months. So we went to the store, and I just wanted to get a cheapo one. Because I got, as soon as I walked actually into the aisle, I saw the prices, and I go, what the? For a stupid filter? They're like $20+. This is the dumbest thing. It's like rugs, okay?
Oh.
Why on earth are they stupid expensive? Furnace filters? You want me to keep my home safe? That is stupid. For freaking $20?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. I found a $5 one because you always got to look lower. If you want to get something cheaper, look lower. So I found the $5 one and I put it in the cart. My boyfriend neighbor man goes, no, I'm really thinking we should get the $20 one. Mm-hmm. Like it says you can like fight bacteria. It can do this, 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 and this. And I'm like, really, you're really going to make me buy that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's the more expensive one in the relationship. I don't know if you get that.
When it comes to boring stuff like that, like things for the home or cleaning products or yard tools, things that I'm like, if there's a cheaper option, why wouldn't we get the off-brand of, you know, antibacterial wipes?
Uh-huh.
For some reason, he's like, nay. If it's not Clorox, it's not clean.
That's what I mean? He does the exact same thing.
I want to be cheap about things that I don't care about.
Uh-huh.
That I don't want to spend money on.
Yeah.
Do I need the name brand toilet paper? Not really, because I would rather spend $5 less on it. But is that a guy thing? I don't know. Because he totally is way more of like a snob about, he's like, well, we're getting quality if we spend more
money. That's what he says to me.
What is that behavior? I don't get it.
Okay, but was your dad like that? Because I swear to God, my dad was not like that. My dad was cheap.
My dad would, well, sort of. He would always spend more money because he would buy things in bulk. You send him for butter, he's going to bring home a 10-pound tub, okay? Because he's like, we're going to eat it. Why not buy the biggest one?
My question is, how did your mom deal with that?
You know what? And she still does.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Sorry, I had to open the blinds a bit more.
I know. I'm like, why is it so bright in here?
Well, because I had to open them because I have a question.
Okay.
About a plant that's out there.
I'm the worst person.
What is that?
The hairy thing?
Yeah.
The white hairy thing with the red.
Furry.
With the red bottom?
Yeah.
It's got the boots with the fur.
It does have the boots with the fur. Flo. I just named her.
I don't know.
What is that?
We got technology in this world. Why don't you take a picture of it, send it to ChatGPT, and ask them?
Because I don't care that much.
Okay,
but I
well
do want to know what it is.
Why are you asking me?
Because it doesn't fit. Like, we have this.
No, it looks tropical.
Well, I don't know about that.
Wait a minute. Is there cotton on that? Like,
that's what it looks
like. It looked like it just fell. Did you not just see that? Or is it snowing outside?
No, it's not snowing. It looks like cotton. However, it's in a bed of respectfully, like, kind of dead-looking
plants. I
don't
know why we keep that around.
It's the only colorful thing in our entire yard. It's bright red. It's beautiful. It is. And it has, like, cotton on top. What is it? I don't know. Where did it come from? This is the first time I ever remember. I've been looking out this window for 2.5 years, and I've never seen that in my life.
Pop off, queen. I don't know what it is. I just know it's got the red bottom jeans with the boots with the fur.
And the boots with the fur.
That's all I know.
Yeah, great.
I love my boyfriend neighbor man to death, but I do fear it is time to part ways.
Is the world over? I don't like what.
I just don't think that he loves me.
Okay.
You know how we're watching Finding Mr. Christmas tonight?
Yeah.
And he's very excited about that. But not excited enough to put up the Christmas tree. The amount of times I asked him this weekend, can we get the Christmas trees out? Let's put the Christmas decorations up. He kept telling me no. And in my opinion, I kept hearing, I don't love you.
Wow.
Is what I kept hearing.
It's a little confusing because not even an hour ago, you were talking about your new Halloween inflatable on the front lawn. I can't blame it. Like, do you think it's going to change? Halloween is in 4 days.
Okay.
No, like, can't you just get through that and then skip over Thanksgiving, I guess, if you want, and get the Christmas tree out? You want it up and decorated is your expectation.
You know when you've got the feeling? I've had the feeling for like 2 weeks now.
You got any Christmas blankies you can just get out?
Yeah.
That might be what I do.
You're just going to do that tonight?
Well, I'm not getting my Christmas tree out. No way. Well, that thing's buried under the stairs.
You know how much work I have to put in for this?
I'm going to be lucky if I get it out by Christmas Eve. Well, I have answers to the cliffhanger that I left you on Friday. If you missed it, Destiny brought up an idea of us doing a bracket for the reality Hallmark show Finding Mr. Christmas.
Where they find the new hunk to star in the next Hallmark movie. I was obsessed with it last year.
It was like brand new competition show. They kind of advertised it to be cheesy and like dumb, but you really loved it. And now on this app that we use for our Dancing with the Stars bracket, Bracketology, they added the show to it. So you were like, we should do it, but we should also get our dudes to do it. Because Mr. Neighborman,
he loves it. He loves the show. And he was all, when I told him about the bracket, he was like, yes, the more the merrier. Get him in with us.
So I have been dragging my feet on this. Because I was like, I just don't know.
It didn't help the Minnesota Vikings didn't win last week. Thank you.
Yeah, I couldn't bring it up Thursday because he was quite honestly depressed.
Friday's still recovering from that.
Still recovering. And I'm like, I got to go about this in the right way so that he is willing to participate. Because he watches Garbo TV with me. Don't get me wrong. Love is Blind, The Bachelor. Like, he is a good sport about stupid TV, but I just didn't know if he'd be this involved. So yesterday was our anniversary. That was my first in. I'm like, he can't be mean to me on our anniversary. So that was good timing for me. The Vikings didn't play yesterday. Football was not on the table. There was no reason. So he was actually playing on his Nintendo Switch. So he was like half listening to me anyways. And I was like, hey, I forgot to tell you. really exciting news.
Oh, this is already starting off real great.
We're going to do a bracket with you. And he's like, what are you talking about? Because he sports bets, but he does not care that much about any of this. And I'm like, yeah, so it's the show for like Hallmark. I explained it to him. I'm like, it's totally going to be so stupid. And you don't have to watch it. It's on Mondays. I'll record it because I know he has Monday Night Football. I'm trying to be accommodating, you know, play both sides. I'm like, you don't even have to watch. You can like pick blindly. It's totally fine. And he was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Wait, but he's going to watch?
Well, I'll get there.
Okay.
The only thing he was annoyed about was that he had to download an app. Very boy thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'll text you tomorrow. Like, I told him how to do the picks and stuff. I'll text you tomorrow and remind you to do it because it starts at 7 and I won't be home yet. So I'll just remind you to make your pick. And he goes, well, okay, but we can watch it. I don't care about any of the games. And I'm like, wait.
Yeah!
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. So I have it recorded. We'll have to catch up. And then earlier, I hadn't even texted him to remind him to make his pick yet. I haven't even made my pick yet.
No, I haven't either.
At 2:29 today, he said, made my pick.
Oh, my God. The boys have beat us because even Neighbor Man did it last night.
I know.
The boys are beating us.
Well, then I'm like, how'd you decide? He said, off the dome, just used my intuition. So this is going great.
That's also what Neighbor Man did.
So we'll see how it goes. Also, he wants to do boys versus girls.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're combined.
Do we know
points.
The prize?
Well, I kind of mentioned that, like, if we... Me and you have higher combined points that they have to take us shopping.
Yeah.
And then.
And if they win, they get a game.
They get a night of gaming without us nagging.
What do you think?
Or making a stink. And he's like, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
I cannot believe how down he was. Now, we'll see if he actually watches it tonight. But as of right now, I think he might be more excited than me.
If he watches tonight, I need a full review tomorrow.
Should I just live stream it? This is the start of a beautiful journey of a Finding Mr. Christmas bracket challenge between me and Destiny.
I'm just thinking about the people who are tuning in and going, really?
Uh-huh.
This is the stupidest thing you two could do.
Well, yes. Well, yes. And we're doing it with our boyfriends, who we will be going against. their totals versus ours. Finding Mr. Christmas, it came out last year. Uh-huh. It's a Hallmark reality TV series where they go through and eliminate guys week to week to then win the prize of starring mm-hmm. in a Hallmark Christmas movie this year.
So what's going to happen tonight is they're going to do, and this will be every single episode, they're going to do an activity of some sort.
Mm-hmm. That a challenge?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Last year it was like wrapping weird, odd Christmas presents was like one activity. And then making like an ugly sweater was another one. And then the next activity after that is they act in a scene. And they bring a girl from
a Hallmark veteran.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she comes and acts a scene in them. They all have the same lines, the same thing. And so you just got to see who has better acting skills mm-hmm. or who can't handle it.
Right.
That's what's going to happen tonight.
Now, all of that happens tonight?
Yeah, in one episode.
Oh, my God.
Then we do the same thing next
How
episode.
How long is this?
I think it's like an hour.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, to be fair, I didn't watch anything last year. Like, I thought it was funny and a cool idea. I didn't watch it. So I don't know, like, what's my strategy. I have no idea. So that's a lot for me.
Uh-huh. I can tell you that my boyfriend neighbor man has already eliminated Robbie. He's 35, New York actor, acting teacher, which I was like, bold move there to pick the acting wow. teacher. But he's like, eh. I just went with my gut. My gut told me Robbie's got to go. I was like, okay, sure. But I will tell you, the research I've done is I stalked their Instagram.
Wow.
Because they've already posted promotional videos and mm-hmm. photos. And I'm like, okay, so far, who's giving me ick or who doesn't look like they could act or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. I can tell you I'm getting the ick from Craig.
of course, his name's Craig.
I know, right? And he loves to rap.
Okay.
Uh huh. Okay.
I do have trauma from that.
I know you. We both do. Okay, but I will tell you what kind of like made us really mad last year is that even if someone's really good at acting, they may get eliminated.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
says who?
Well, it's Melissa. I can't remember who she does it. Melissa something. And then Jonathan Bennett is one of the other hosts as well. And then I forget what.
But they keep them around because they're hot.
Go for the good looking one. You need the biggest, the bulkiest, the most like honkiest looking man. That is who I think they're going to pick. Because even in the finales last year, there was someone who was way better at acting. He did not win. They picked the absolute honk.
Well, we are talking about Hallmark.
I know. I feel like acting.
We're not going for Oscars.
Right. So if you're going to do anything, and we're kind of on each other's team, we got to go for the most manly looking guy out there, if that's a thing. It needs to be hot. He's got to be hottie.
Okay. This is a lot of pressure. And now it just got really weird. I didn't know it was going
to
be this weird.
You need to look at these men as if they are a potential partner
Meet?
For you.
Oh.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's funny because there's kind of like two different versions of Trending with Taylor. Sometimes it's things that are all over my For You page, and then other times it's things that Destiny sends to me,
mm-hmm.
aka her saying, can you figure out if this is real, / what does it mean, / what do I need to know about this? She wants me to do the research.
Yeah, I ain't doing it. That's what Trending with Taylor is.
That's what this one is. This was
It's
something.
Like you do our homework assignment for us.
Yeah.
Thank you. We all appreciate
You're
you.
The one in the group project everybody hates.
That's seriously so true and
uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh. So this is one of those that Destiny sent me over the weekend. It was a video of the Library of Things, okay? So this is in Maine. It is the Curtis Memorial Library. And it's this woman who's in charge of the Library of Things explaining that it's exactly like a normal book library, but it's 1,500 items, mostly donated, that people can check out.
1,500?
Uh-huh. People can check them out just like you would check out a book. And this is becoming a more popular thing, and a lot of people are calling them lending libraries where you can borrow stuff. All you have to have for most of these, and specifically the Library of Things, is a library card to check things out for free. In this specific Library of Things, you get 3 weeks, just like a book, unless it's something that is super high demand. Then they would tell you, okay, you have through the end of the week, or you're going to get an overdue fee. And she goes through, and they have like the most insane array of items, because obviously there's 1,500. There's a ukulele, a sewing machine, yard tools, frozen yogurt maker, yard games for parties. The one that I was like, oh, I would use that. A KitchenAid mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So then I'm looking into this more because they're saying in this news video, like, they're becoming more and more popular. Girl.
Are they here?
You got one in Marion.
Nuh-uh. No freaking way. Yes. Go on. Tell me more.
It took me.
What does the Marion Library got?
Just a short Google. And
well, that was you, not me.
The Marion Public Library has a library of things.
Okay. Do you know what's in it?
Yeah. They have a lot of yard games.
Cool.
Like horseshoes and jumbo Jenga. Really cool if you were like going to host a tailgate party.
You don't need that crap in your garage. Just have it for the weekend and then return it back to the Marion Public Library.
Exactly. They have a yoga kit.
What?
A meditation and relaxation kit. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not 500 items. This might be something that's fairly new. But a lot of games and stuff. A big speaker.
Oh, yeah. If you're throwing like a Halloween party, you only need it for one night.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, I love the library of things because, again, there are so many times in life that you only need something for one time or maybe once a year.
Dude.
Borrow it from the library and then give it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or my other thing is, how many times are you like me where you're like, I think I'm going to pick up this hobby, mm-hmm. sewing. And then you spend I don't know how much a sewing machine
costs. A lot.
Right? And then you're like, 2 weeks later, you know what? I actually hate sewing.
Yeah, I sewed over my thumb. Why did I spend $500?
Borrow it from the library. I am so going there this week. I've been wanting to go to the Marion Library. You just sold the deal for me. Thank you.
Well,
I'm getting a card.
Just know she's coming, you guys.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I think my dogs know when I have been to Home Goods. It's like there's a scent on me or something.
I mean, you do be going. You kind of are on a schedule there.
Yeah. No, I really do. I go every Saturday.
Oh, I didn't even know it was
you
that
didn't
bad.
Know it.
No, I didn't know it was a weekly stop.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't not go to Home Goods or TJ Maxx. I have to go and it has to tell me what I need. It happens every week.
Sure.
And I think my dogs can smell that I've been at Home Goods because I come home, on Saturday, with a bag and they are losing their minds and they won't leave me alone. And I think the reason for this is I have bought them a toy or two, little stuffy animal from Home Goods, and they freaking love them.
Mm-hmm.
So I come home on Saturday, shockingly enough, not with a toy for them, but it was like this little stuffed, warm, weighted dachshund is what it looked like so mm-hmm. that I could use it when I have like cramps or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it was theirs. They think it's their toy. And they have tried to eat this little toy, and it's not even a toy, like 6 times now. I'm like, let it go. Yeah, it has Home Goods scent on it. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I can't bring home anything.
No, it's like the thing. It's like Pavlov or whatever, where the dog drools when they hear the bell or whatever. My cats do the same thing.
Ooh, what store?
Not a store, but like if you have cans of wet food, that makes a specific noise when it opens up. If I open any sort of can of corn, can of tomato soup, mm-hmm. they think that they're getting food.
And they lose their mind.
They lose their mind. So it's the same thing, I think, that they're used to that Home Goods bag. And they're like, oh, mom brought me something. Here's what I think you need to train them on next. The bills. How do we get them to smell out the bills?
Oh, yeah. Just put the mail in front of them and go, do I look today or do I not?
Mm-hmm.
Will it upset
Is me? This going to make me cry or not? As mentioned, those girls in the afternoon are going out trick-or-treating on Friday night. And you can be part of it. See if you can spot us for a treat yourself or if you get tricked. The details on that are on the free Z102.9 app. But that means we're not going to be home on mm-hmm. Halloween night. And our boyfriends are going to be left to be in charge, I guess.
Is this your first year handing out candy with your boyfriend, Curly?
No, we lived in our place last year. But I've said before, we live in like a very new development. There's been a lot of expansion in the last year, but I still don't think that there's going to be very many kids. There's not even very many streetlights in our area. It just doesn't feel like, we've been arguing about this for like weeks. I'm like, dude, I don't want you to get your hopes up. I don't think anybody's coming. but he has insisted on getting candy because he doesn't want to be that guy if somebody comes up to the door that he doesn't have anything and has to hand him like a roll of toilet paper or mm-hmm. something. So at the grocery store yesterday, he insisted on buying a $20 bag of candy.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. My God. In this economy, seriously.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
You got chocolate. I can tell if it was 20 bucks.
You know what? I don't even know because he picked it out.
Oh, okay.
And then got home and was like, okay, we need to put this in a bowl. And I'm like, if you put that in that bowl, I trust me that I'll make it throughout the week. Mm-hmm. Now, if we have any leftover after Halloween when nobody shows up, because that's what's going to happen, I might eat some. I think him and his brother are going to dig in and we still will be left with no candy by Friday.
And he'll have to hand out a toilet paper.
Uh-huh. That's my prediction.
Well, my boyfriend, Neighborman, is also in charge on Halloween night because we're going to be out, so I can't go home and hand out candy. He also works, so he can't do the same thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're going to be a bucket house.
Yes. Better than nothing.
I know. So I'm putting him in charge on Halloween night to go at the last second, put the candy in the bucket, put the bucket on the front porch. Also, you have to turn the light on.
Oh, yeah. That's like Halloween 101.
They won't know to get candy if we don't have a freaking...
The squirrels and the rabbits will enjoy it.
I know. So my fear is he's not going to remember the light, or he's not going to remember the bucket. One of the two, or the candy. I don't know. Why?
You got no faith in this man. That's two steps. That's all he has to do?
Taylor, he don't even pick up his underwear off the floor sometimes. So I, yes, don't in fact have a lot of faith in him.
Okay, the shade.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I was trying to think of what to do for tonight's trivia question. I always go to what is going on in the world. What are people talking about? What are they tweeting? What are they TikToking? What are they putting on Facebook, Instagram? And then I also think about what are the holidays that are coming up. Not only did I do what are people talking about and the holiday, I put it all together and I did it for tonight's trivia question. Let's first talk about the Group 7 Royal Flush tonight. It's exactly how it sounds. Anybody who's in Group 7, and if you don't know,
you're not in it.
You're not in. We all flushed the toilet today around 2 o'clock. I took that, made it into a trivia question, but I also took in the fact that we're a week today away from Halloween.
Love it. Spooky season.
So here's the question tonight. What horror movie was the first American film to show a toilet on screen?
So random.
Oh, what is she doing?
If you know this, why? You know what I mean? Like, that's a weird fact to know.
And also, why was I searching for this? Like,
well, your internet search history, this is probably tame. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I know they'd be looking at my computer, the bosses, and they'd be like, that's a normal for her.
Oh, yeah, this is not one they would flag.
No, not.
It's the walk on the beach.
What horror movie was the first American film to ever show a toilet on screen? What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Not only did I take in an account for tonight's trivia question, the fact that Group 7 was trying to do the Great Royal Flush today.
If you know, you know. If you don't, you missed out.
Mm-hmm. But also, we're a week from today, Halloween night.
Ooh. Ooh.
You really gotta work on that. That ain't that good.
That's the point.
So I took both of those and I made it in. Well, I didn't make it. This is a trivia question I just happened to find. The question is, what horror movie was the first American film to ever show a toilet on screen? What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 3821 said The Shining.
Is that the one that goes, here's Johnny? Is it?
Oh, snap. I don't know. I know that's the one with the hotel and the creepy girls in the hallway. That's all I know. The Shining Hotel, right? I don't know.
Never seen
it. We should mention not scary movie girls over here.
Yeah, no.
I don't like them.
Is that the one that says Harris Johnny? I gotta know. 4570 said Halloween. Never seen that one either.
I haven't. Michael Myers, right? I don't know. I have never seen it either.
Yeah, okay.
Because
so
I'm scared.
Michael Myers, Jason, whatever his name is. Not Kelsey.
Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
What are we talking about here?
Isn't there another killer named Jason?
Yeah.
I've also never seen that movie.
No, no. Mm-mm.
We're really great. We're the great host for Let's Get Quizzical tonight. Mm-hmm. We're killing it.
Dan said, I like that pun, killing it. Halloween.
Oh, that's
spooky.
Funny.
Thank no you. Murders here. Dan said, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Also never seen that. However,
have I? What happens in it?
Well, probably a massacre of chainsaws, and it might have taken place in Texas. Just context clues.
I'm just gonna assume it happens in Texas.
Actually, it's about unicorns who like poop rainbows and stuff. It's adorable.
You know what I think? It's My Little Pony's poop.
Is the weirdest, like, wild card of a movie ever.
They just had to, like...
Why don't you go home and watch that tonight? Let me know how you sleep.
I had no idea.
What's Texas Chainsaw Massacre about? I don't know.
Pooping My Little Ponies?
Yeah. Dear God.
I'm never asking a stupid question again. Yes, I am.
In the next 2 minutes, I'll give you that.
Oh my God. Tonight's trivia question. I have a feeling we're getting so much hate on the text line. The question tonight, what horror movie was the first American film to ever show a toilet on screen? What is it?
This show is in the toilet. That's what I know. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs. Unless we get canceled first. This might be the end.
We might get canned. Do you see what I did there?
Oh, yes. Flushed away.
I really can't wait till our boss Monday sees the text line and goes, so, yeah, why were you getting so much hate Friday night? It's because I thought Texas Chainsaw Massacre was about ponies pooping.
The jury's still out on that one, I'm not sure.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Question tonight, what horror movie was the first American film to ever show a toilet on screen? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Psycho from 1960. Yeah, so never seen it. Don't know what it's about.
Norman Bates.
Who's Norman Bates?
That's the guy. Here's why I know this, because again, not a scary horror movie.
I gotta look up who Norman Bates is.
Well,
I thought that sounds like an axe name.
You know what? You judged me for watching the Ed Gein thing on Netflix the other weekend.
Who's Ed?
Ed Gein is a real life serial killer, but apparently
this guy looks like one.
He inspired this movie, so it's not technically about his life, but it was inspired by Ed Gein. And his murderous
ways. The Bates Motel?
Yeah.
Yeah, never seen this, but looks good, I guess. You've seen it, though?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh.
They talk about it in the Ed Gein thing, like I talked about. Which, you know what? That toilet shot is starting to make sense, because
Why? Did you see it in your thing?
No, I think he, like, stabs a girl in the shower.
What the...
And I don't know if, like, the toilet crept in the shot or what.
Or did he go after and was like, you know what? I'm just going to use this while I'm here, you know? We wouldn't know because we haven't seen the movie. So you could let us know.
You can tell me whatever you want. I'll believe it. I will.
Is there like a food or snack that you will never understand how people enjoy it? Because I had mine for the first time today.
Mm-hmm.
Ants on a log. Who invented that? Who thought that was a great idea? I'm sorry. Peanut butter with that. Celery is like a... Is it tart? I don't know how to explain it. There's this weird flavor to celery, and it's not bad. It's just weird. Why would you mix it with peanut butter? Now, today, I only did celery and peanut butter. I didn't have the raisins, you know, to make it the ants on the log. I'm telling you, raisins wouldn't have made it better. I love raisins, but I definitely know they wouldn't have made it better. Yeah, and that's coming from somebody who loves raisins.
I'm actually shocked that you just said you love raisins.
I do. I love them, but I... could not stand the celery and peanut butter crap.
I also, I mean, that's not my Mm-mm, I don't love it either. I just remember being in school and they would always give you the little, like, you know, like mouthwash cup full of peanut butter and then stick like four sticks of celery in it.
I do recall that too, actually.
I didn't like it. If I'm going to have celery, I want it drenched in ranch as any normal person would, like with a side of chicken wings.
Yes.
But with peanut butter, it's not good. Throw a raisin on it, it's diabolical. Who did that?
Call us because we'd like to talk.
No, I'd like to send you to jail.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.